Welcome. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And again, for such a time as this, our Father in heaven, you are the true and the most high God. You have created all things, all life, from the birds in the air to the fish in the sea to the ox and the horses and the pets that we enjoy. It is you who are worthy of all our praises. Father, we come to you with a heavy burden for this nation. We know that we the people, your people, have been selfish and forgotten you. You have cared and provided for us, and we have taken all your blessings for granted. We ask your forgiveness. We ask your wisdom. We ask for your protection. For such a time as this, your people in this land petition your protection over our president and our vice president, as well as their families and the cabinet, those who are working around them. Be with those around them, Father, and who are lending them advice, and even in such, please grant great discernment in all matters of their lives and for their leadership of this nation. The turmoils are many. The evil is blatant. Do not allow their wickedness, their wicked ways, to triumph in this land. They have created a great division among your people. A people who were once proud of a strong nation seem now to be ashamed of our own strengths. They have forgotten you and that you are our strength. You are our hope. You are the love. You are truth, and you are justice. And regardless of the ways of man, your justice will prevail. You are our rescuer. You are the great I am. We again ask you for your mercy and your love and your grace. And we thank you for your salvation, for our salvation. And we thank you for your giving and patient nature. May we walk in your ways and show your love. May we be your bold and courageous people for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, we bring all these things to you and to your feet. Amen. As we read the scriptures and live our lives, actually, as we do that and we try to know the Creator, we know that He is, and we can recognize that He is the Creator of all life. All life is precious. We can see that in our lives. And just this morning, Daniel Turner, who was on yesterday with me, he sent me a text, an article from the American Thinker, comparing the Agenda 21 to an Agenda 2030 to the Green New Deal. Within these documents, we see and we read, and we realize the vast attempt to tear down a nation of free people, to destroy a way of life. How? Well, they must create a crisis. They must beg to your compassionate side. They implement the ideas of such, and they gain control little by little in your lives. And you allow it because you say, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, yeah, we want to take care of this. We want to do that. We want to be good stewards. They do not have a strong love or respect for life, however, and you'll find that out if you watch their ways. In fact, it is the opposite. But they do have an agenda. Over and over and over again, they try to snatch up one portion of your life after another. From the animals in the field to the pets in your home, from the zoos, the horse carriages, the meat on your table, all these things are looked down upon. by those with an agenda. Today, she's one of the best, if not the very best, at least in my knowledge, who can connect the dots. And she's going to help us again today. We have Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group with us. Mindy, welcome to CSC Talk Radio. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I loved your opening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We thank God because we know that he's the only one that's going to get us through this mess. We have let it go so far. Not that we could have stopped it. Oh, I think we could have if we'd have been woke, as the left says, if we'd have been woke.
Yes.
But, you know, Daniel Turner, he's on the side of the energy infringements, what they're trying to do, you know, with banning fracking and getting rid of the coal miners and the coal and all this and that. And he's seeing this. And he sent me that American Thinker article. And I said, yep, there it is, right there. That's, you know, they said that the Green New Deal is just another way of writing 2030 or 20 or Agenda 2021. It's just, it goes on and on and on.
They rename it as they go, because as soon as someone figures out what it is and what it means, they morph into something else and rebrand whatever it is they're trying to do, just like a shapeshifter. So.
Yeah, and you and I kind of texted back and forth about that today. You know, I know that they've got some lawsuits going on with the USDA, and that's over the animal identification. You know, it goes on and on and on. They just give it a different name and a different look and put it on a different banner, but it's the same story.
The same story, same agenda. As you said, we have to watch their ways. And I really enjoyed appreciated and savored your opening prayer. Mark and I talk frequently about if all Americans would just simply follow the Ten Commandments.
Absolutely.
Those simple ten rules, we would not be in the boat we're in. And pertaining to the animal enterprise attacks from the left and these radical groups, you know, the first commandment is the first one that these animal rights and environmental extremists are breaking. You know, you talked about worshiping the creator, and they're doing just the opposite. And this Green New Deal, this that AOC is putting out there, is truly giving way too much power to the creation and not paying close attention to the science behind what it is these ranchers are doing with their cattle.
Well, you know, science only counts when it's scientists they've paid for. I've got a group of scientists, and they're very anxious to come on the air to talk about the truth in the energy realm, you know, the truth about the CO2 numbers that we're being lied about, the truth about the glaciers that aren't really melting, and the truth about the polar bears who are doing just fine. You know,
they're trumped-up science. They're fake science. Mm-hmm.
It's paid for.
Yep.
Bought and paid for. And you know, it's the same thing, and that's in the energy realm. You know, they want to claim this climate change, and that's the only science we're supposed to listen to. But in the realm of the animal industry here in the United States, and like I said, it goes from the meat on our table to the pets sitting beside us to the wild animals. You know, how many times have you been on here? You know, they either take somebody's rabbits, they take their raccoons, they take their wild animals that they have a home for and are taken care of, and then they take them away. And then what happens to them? Nothing good, because they don't know what they're doing.
That's right. That's the truth. Well, and, you know, how about the ninth commandment, not bearing false witness against thy neighbor? You know, if people would mind their own business and tend to their own garden, as my grandmother used to say, you know, it would be helpful.
You know, what you and Mark have been saying is something my daddy used to say all the time. If people would just obey those Ten Commandments, that's all that it would take in this world to survive and be happy. We'd be happy. We'd be healthy. You know, it'd be a lot of things that would be different. We're headed into a break. I'm going to wait on the phone calls till Mindy tells you exactly what's been going on in the animal industry, and it's not good with these sanctuaries, and it's all bogus. So write the number down, but we're not going to take calls just yet. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Mindy of the Cavalry Group and Beth Ann will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. I want you to visit their website, thecavalrygroup.com. That's like the cavalry's coming. It's not cavalry, it's cavalry. Thecavalrygroup.com. You know, you told me about the sanctuary animals and the sanctuary cities or whatever they're calling them for animals. And, you know, when you read the stuff, you know, you go to their little website and you read all their warm fuzzies. You know, it says, well, that's not a bad idea. It's good to be good stewards to take care of the animals. But that's not really what happens, and that's not what's happening. And I'm going to let you kind of explain that. And, well, I'll just turn it over to you because I think you can do a better job of telling us what's going on.
Sure. Thank you so much. Well, imagine owning a small zoo or a collection of animals that you take on the road to exhibit at fairs, circuses, what have you. You are regularly inspected at the federal level by USDA. You are in compliance. You have not had any issues. Let's say you've been doing this for 30 to 40 years. Never a problem. Your animals are beautiful. You have many citizens across the country who come to see your facility, to see your zoo, to come visit you at the fair. They love your exhibits. They love your animals. They learn so much. All of a sudden, one day, you receive in the mail a letter from a radical animal rights group such as PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or ALDF, the Animal Legal Defense Fund. You'd heard about these groups, and you knew that they were had nefarious intentions for animal owners, but you'd never had to deal with them before. In fact, you were busy running your life. You were busy running your business. You hadn't really had a chance to peel back the onion layers and probably do the deep research that you wanted to and intended to, but you just hadn't gotten to it yet. But you received in the mail a 17, maybe 20-page letter that is an intent to sue. What does that mean? What do you mean an intent to sue? Well, on the first page from the Animal Legal Defense Fund, it will say, we will sue you if you, under the Endangered Species Act, because you are in possession of the following animals. And, but, they'll say, here's the good news. We'll leave you alone if you let us collect your animals and put them in a sanctuary. And it leaves people flat-footed, and they think to themselves, sanctuary? I have a sanctuary. I'm doing a great job of caring for my animals. They live in what I would consider to be a sanctuary. What in the world is going on here? Only to find, when you investigate some of these so-called sanctuaries, you find a web of HSUS-funded sanctuaries across the globe, all under the purview of the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, which are all funded by the Humane Society of the United States. These animal rights groups all work together in conjunction to basically create an organized theft of people's animals under the color of the law. They come and they steal your animals, or they pretend that they're doing it all to be, hey, we're going to be friendly and you know, we're going to sue you, but we will leave you alone if you just let us take your animals and put them in a sanctuary because you have no business owning them.
Sounds these animals, like extortion.
It is completely extortion. It's like the mob.
Oh, yeah.
It is completely like the mob behind this false facade of, you know, hey, we care more about animals than you do. And our captivity is much better than your captivity, which is another complete lie.
Let me explain something to the listeners in case we have some new ones today that don't realize this. HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, has nothing to do with the U.S. government. It is an outside entity. They are they have an agenda. The agenda is a dark one. It's not a good one, like they pretend. And what they were, you know, you'll see their sad little commercials on TV to save the pets and save the little poor puppies and kitty cats that are not, you know, they're out in the cold and they're getting rained on or they're not being taken care of. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with what Mindy just said, taking your animals away. Mm-hmm. And they haven't stormed the doors yet of somebody with a pet in their house, but they have gone after the pets. And that they have absolutely nothing to do with the United States. Their name is bogus. Okay, there.
And so many people do think that there's a connection there, wrongfully, that they have jurisdiction to come onto your property. Well, they also masquerade as law enforcement in certain jurisdictions. They wear this big sheriff's badge and flak jackets and boots, and they look really highfalutin, like they're a government agency, which, by the way, masquerading as law enforcement is a felony, last time I checked. And the other thing...
Do they wear brown? Do they wear brown suits? Just ask.
Perhaps
okay,
they do in some areas. That would be a good comparison. But,
oh, yeah.
But the other thing your listeners need to know that are new to this is that the Humane Society of the United States and other animal rights groups spend only a fraction of the money that well-intended animal lovers donate to these groups. For the Humane Society of the United States specifically, less than 1% of these donations go toward, you know, pet shelters. Everything else pays highfalutin lawyers, lobbyists. I mean, we're battling these people, as I've stated before on your show, in the state house, in city councils, county commissioners. They've infiltrated into government at the local, state, and federal level. That's where your money goes. We need to dry up their funds, stop donating to these animal rights groups. If you really care about animals, you should not be donating to them because things do not end well for the animals. And these animals are being ripped out of the ownership of their rightful owners and put into, oftentimes, at least for the exotic wild animals. Keith Wilson is a perfect example, by the way, as we talked about last month on your show. That was an organized theft of his animals and, funny, his bear, his two tigers, and his lion are in the care of the Wild Animal Sanctuary at Pat Craig's facility in Colorado, in Keensburg, Colorado. And he is a global federation. He's under the thumb of the Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, which is with all the other animal rights groups. And it's a dead end for these animals. These animals have been in the care of owners who love and care for them. And oftentimes they, can you imagine just being, having your property and your animals that you adore just ripped out from your, off of your property and wondering if they're still alive? Oftentimes they euthanize these animals and the ones that they keep go into these sanctuaries. Now these sanctuaries, basically raise money off of these stories that they make up. Pat Craig will, and 85% of the animals that Pat Craig specifically, and again, there's a lot of sanctuaries across the country, but Pat Craig's facility specifically, he will go on and say, oh, these animals came from a facility where they were abused and in cruel hands, and please send us money. We need to be able to give these animals a better life, which is a complete lie. These poor animals are thrown into, you know, cages and open fields, and these are animals, keep in mind, that have been domesticated and are used to seeing their keepers on a regular basis and having interaction with people, and all of a sudden they don't have that anymore, and they're not in the care of their owners. These sanctuaries are a dead end for species, and that's why you've heard me say before, if we want to really make sure that we care about species, for keeping them for future generations, we have to keep them in the hands of people who operate zoos and private owners who propagate the species, and that does not take place at sanctuaries. There is no breeding going on at any sanctuaries. It is a dead end for these animals, because in the animal rights ideology, they want these animals to go extinct. They believe they only belong in the wild. And the wild is not working out so great for a lot of these animals, and that are near extinction, with poachers and habitat loss and lack of food, and I could go on and on. These animals face a terrible fate oftentimes in their native habitat.
And the groups that, partners that are with this Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, is a great list of people, of organizations we have seen before, and we have seen what they have done or attempted to do, and many, many times have unfortunately been successful. We're going into a break. I'm going to open the phone lines. This is what our topic is today, is the caring of our animals and our animal industry here in the United States. Well, really across everywhere, but the United States is where we are. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. It's 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at CSCTalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to have Mindy give us a little update on Keith Wilson. The last time she was on, we were talking about the taking of his animals. They even took the puppy dog or the pet from his secretary, if I remember correctly, the administrator.
They did. His assistant, they took her pet dog that was on the property, and we don't know exactly what happened to her dog. I mean, they took every animal on there, from the chickens to the lion to the tigers. And, you know, again, I have to repeat for your listeners, if his animals were in such dire condition, why in the world did they load the large carnivores up into a transport vehicle and haul them to Colorado in the heat of summer?
And where was Keith again?
When they showed up at Keith's property, at his facility early morning on August 15th, they sequestered him in his office and took away his phone.
Yeah, but I meant, what state is he in?
Oh, he's in Virginia. Sorry.
Virginia. Okay, so from Virginia to Colorado. Okay.
Yeah, Virginia to Colorado. And if his animals were in such, you know, dire condition to put forth this organized theft of his animals, because they claimed, and again, everything was very vague. This was all under a very vague warrant that basically said that the animals were not receiving adequate care. Well, who gets to decide what was adequate? And what's really scary is that his own personal veterinarian has been, you know, overseeing his animals for years. He wanted to testify at his hearing on August 29th and was never given that opportunity. His USDA inspection, which he had received a clean bill of health from USDA just 6 days prior to this.
They wouldn't accept that either.
They wouldn't accept it either. The judge was a ringer. They shut down our ability to deliver the defense. So instead of playing defense and going forth with an appeal, you know, we struggled to meet a $300,000 bond. Who wouldn't? You know, like he's some drug cartel. You know, they put up this huge bond, locked him up in his office, took away his phone the day of the seizure. This is outrageous. I mean, really.
And it's also unlawful.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the American people need to know which is why I'm so grateful to you for allowing me this opportunity to tell people what is happening in the animal world. Keith Wilson has been an excellent operator for decades, and he has this had this darling zoo that people enjoyed. This is fall, and traditionally he has had a pumpkin patch and corn maze. This is very hard for him. Not only were his animals stolen, but his livelihood. They've ruined his life. So we're going on offense. That's the big news. We withdrew the appeal. Keith withdrew the appeal, and we are building a case to basically take action against the people who stole his animals.
Personally.
Yes.
Going after him personally? Yeah. I think it's time we do that.
Yep.
I think it's time these people that join these groups need to pay for their dastardly deeds, as I put it. You know, it's that what they did to Keith. Now, America, I want you to listen. And Mindy, forgive me for this.
No, please.
What we see them doing to Keith is exactly what we see them attempting to do to the President of the United States.
Exactly.
They're going at them unlawfully.
Mm-hmm.
And they make up stuff. He had done everything that he was supposed to do. USDA inspections. They pay for their license. They pay to have this business, and then it's snatched away from them, from people who could care less about those animals. It would be so interesting. My heart just breaks for this man. He loved his
Likewise.
Animals.
Yes. And you know what's
scary? And they're gone.
This happens to people literally almost every day. And in the state of Virginia, after Keith's situation, there were two more seizures just like them. With a vague warrant, they basically just come in and they steal your stuff, and you're forced to defend yourself. What happened to being innocent until proven guilty? In
well,
their eyes,
out.
You're guilty, and they come and take your stuff, and you're forced to defend yourself. Oh, but wait, you can only defend yourself if, you know, before a judge that's going to basically kowtow to what the state attorney general has planned. The state attorney general, Mark Herring, and the assistant attorney general, Michelle Welch, are basically rooted deeply with the animal rights industries. And this is no big secret. It's all over the Internet. And they are collaborating with the convicted felon, J.P. Goodwin, who works for the Humane Society of the United States as a lobbyist. He is a convicted felon for having destroyed another animal enterprise in earlier years. But, you know, these are the people that the Virginia State Attorney's General's office are working with to basically, under the color of the law, steal people's animals and force them to defend themselves. It's absolutely disgusting under these civil asset forfeiture laws.
I was reading this morning, I was trying to find scripture where it talks about man being the stewards of the animals, and I stumbled on some little devotionals talking about those who are good to the animals are also good to life, that they appreciate life, they're kind to other people, and we see what they're doing. You know, I don't know if the governor's had anything to do with this, but we've seen what they did in Louisiana. No,
yep.
Where's that, Virginia? Where the governor comes out and says, well, we'll give birth to this child, and then we'll put it over here while we decide what to do with it.
That was Virginia. That is the
governor. That was Virginia. Okay.
Who is working with Mark Herring. There are pictures all over the Internet and Facebook of this creepy governor working with Mark Herring, the attorney general, and Michelle Welch. And they all collaborate with the animal rights groups and these animal sanctuaries.
Is he wearing his pointed hat?
Well, he probably is, honestly. They don't care about the animals, and they don't care about their citizens in Virginia at all. They've destroyed this man, Keith Wilson's, life. They've taken away his livelihood, his animals. America better wake up, because if they can do this, this is, you know what it reminds me of? You compared it to what they're doing to President Trump, and I agree with you, absolutely. But these red flag laws are just like this.
Oh, they're terrible.
They'll come in under a suspicious, some anonymous tip or a snitch, and the next thing you know, you've got the authorities at your door coming in to rifle through your things and steal your stuff and take away your firearms. We better wake up. Are we going to stand for the Constitution, or are we not going to stand for the Constitution? America is not America without it.
We watch them time in and time out with the Keith Wilsons taking their property, taking their livelihood. We've seen what they've done to the president over and over and over again, just for lack of a better word, trumping up charges. Just making it up. We saw what they did to Kavanaugh. We heard what the Virginia governor said about life. They don't respect life. They don't love life. They love themselves and their agendas, and they're trying to do these things to gain more control over your lives. So, yes, they should be wearing the brown. They point at the president and call him all kinds of names like Hitler and Nazi and all this when it is them that want to take everything you have. And, by the way, we're not going to let you have a gun to defend yourselves when we come and do this.
Exactly. Yep. Well, what's really scary is at Keith's hearing on August 29th, again, there was an announcement of a new judge that morning, which was very odd. Mm. And this judge listened to the prosecution from 8:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. that day. And when our defense attorney stood up to deliver Keith's defense, he was shut down at every turn, every turn. So at the end of all of this, I say this, where is the rule of law? There was no rule of law. That's why this is so scary.
As my prayers have been saying at the beginning of each show, it's up to the people. We're the only ones that can really put an end to this. And we need to get her done. And we need to start doing it. Every election, every local election, every community, every city, every county election, every state election, we got a clean house. We can't expect a president or a vice president to do this. They're attacking all of them now. One arrest last week, Tlaib said she wants to arrest. They're going to arrest. They're trying to figure out how to arrest the cabinet. We're going to close the phone lines. And when we come back, we're going to see, what can we do to help Keith? What can we do to put an end to this? And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Turns you're listening to CSU Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You can visit their website by simply going to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com, or go to my website and just go down where the advertisers and sponsors and those that I'm helping with to click on hers, the Cavalry Group, and it'll take you straight to her website. You do have a GoFundMe going for Keith Wilson, and I wanted you to tell people about that. We do need to go after these folks on a personal level. They cleared that several years ago, so that can be done. When they come in and take your children or take your animals or take your property unlawfully, that you can go after them. Their agenda doesn't matter. It's kind of like I said, my compassion doesn't matter to the telephone company if I can't pay my bills. They don't care about my compassion. Right. Their agenda doesn't matter. You have rights. And unfortunately, it takes money to fight for those rights. And so I'm going to have you tell people how to do that.
Thank you. Well, we're up against these monsters that have a lot of funding. And they have a lot of funding because they betray people all over the globe, telling them that they care more about animals than the private owners do and the people who raise, breed, and work with animals. And it's a complete lie. They lie about our side, if you will, and they have an agenda, and their funding is endless. So it's difficult to go up against that, but yeah. We are working very hard, as you know, every day to not only go on offense legislatively and in the media, but also when it comes to those legal stuff. And accordingly, we do have to raise money for Keith's defense. And I say defense, we're going on offense now. So we are going to be putting together a offense lawsuit action plan. You can help fund that by going to our website, clicking on the Take Action tab, and scrolling down to the Support Keith Wilson, which is two notches down on the Take Action tab, and just go down to his GoFundMe. That money all funds the legal counsel and the basically his offense lawsuit plan. And, you know, I have to say, before this, the recent break, I was talking about the rule of law. And, you know, President Trump has talked about the rule of law and how it's been disregarded under the previous administration. We are, you know, how can President Trump run our government when he's always having to defend himself? Well, that is what's happening to the American people.
Oh, yeah.
And that is what's happening. That's what's happening as well with in the animal world. You know, that story that I opened up with where imagine owning a zoo and you get a letter in the mail. That's happening to several people. They've called our office. They were not previously members, but they don't know what to do. People are living their lives. They are running their animal enterprise, and they get this scary-sounding letter that they're going to be sued by this well-funded animal rights group and that they'll leave them alone if they relinquish their animals into a sanctuary. How awful. As you said, that is absolutely extortion. Not only that, we don't believe they have standing to do any such thing. But it's really important that your listeners remember that the rule of law provides that Americans are innocent until proven guilty, and that is what's under attack. And based on facts and evidence, not emotion and conjecture. Mm-hmm. You know, these animal rights people, all they have is emotion. When I go to testify on legislative issues, they show up to the microphone with nothing but emotion. And that's why these vague warrants are so frightening, because it's on the emotional purview of this assistant attorney general. She has no facts. They just drummed up this whole thing because they don't like the fact that Keith Wilson had animals in his care. And this is what they're doing. They're picking winners and losers and using government as a weapon against the American citizens. And that's what is happening, and it has happened under the Obama administration, and it's continuing.
We just can't seem to get it stopped. They have so much power and so much money, and the American people don't. We just don't. And those trying on the right, I hate to say right and left, but those trying to follow the Constitution and live their lives, they just want left alone, and they get hammered every day, and especially rural America. We get hammered from one side and then the other, and it's time to put an end to it. And you know what it is? It always goes back to property.
Yes.
And I was reading a lot about that. I was reading the Founding Fathers' quotes on property. I'm doing a thing this next Thursday. I'm going to be speaking, and I'm titling it, "It's Your Land, Stupid. It's Your Property, Stupid." That's what they're after.
Yep.
And if you read the Green New Deal, that's what it's about. And they got to take the animals. They don't want you to have the animals in. And their rhetoric about taking care of them, that's just a bunch of baloney.
It's a facade.
Because then they what? They put them down, you know, or they let them just wither away, kind of like, you know, when they talk about putting an old horse to pasture. They just let them go, and they don't take care of them. And that's not necessarily what happens to the old horses. I didn't mean that. But it's unreal what they do and how they will attack the American people and the way of life.
They lie.
And it's unconstitutional.
They flat out lie. They just don't seem to have a conscience about that. And it's important, too, to say that these circumstances are a big payday for the animal rights organization.
Oh, right.
Because they turn all of this into this emotional hysteria and their lies into a fundraiser. And they raise money for these organizations under these circumstances that, as I called organized theft in Keith Wilson's case, where they confiscate, sell, euthanize these animals and take them on to their quote-unquote sanctuaries, which is a complete and utter scam.
We're about out of time, but what would happen if the sanctuary that took all his animals got investigated?
Well, that's what needs to happen. This particular sanctuary is has almost $20 million.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well,
and they're all 501c3s. Yeah, but no profit there.
Oh yeah, they're not allowed to make a profit, but they're all very wealthy, aren't they?
Yep.
Look at Wayne Pacelli. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time. I want to, again, encourage everyone to go to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com. Help Keith Wilson out, whether it's a dollar or $5. Help him out. Let him know you're there. And, folks, as Mindy said, her and Mark, we've got to obey those Ten Commandments. We have got to turn this country back to God. These people have no respect for life, whether it's an animal or a human being, and we can see that. It's right in front of us. And it's time that we stood up and did the right thing. We need to pray. We need to be on our knees. But then we need to put our feet to action like Wendy does, day in and day out, fighting for these folks. We need to help them. Mindy, thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you.
I appreciate you and Mark both. Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Likewise.
You know, folks.
Thank you, Bethany.
Thank you. It's time. It's up to us. We're the only ones that can change things. You elected a president and they fought you every step of the way. You need to fight for him. You need to stand up for what's right and bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.